This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quality Quatrix. Young talent coming from the Nick and JP Trey. Who knows? he's having a stroke, folks. In case you missed it, coming up.
I took the Sudafed in between the break.
You guys. In case we missed it, coming up in 40 minutes, we're going to get to Mock Me with AA in just a moment here. But PFF said the Browns' worst case scenario to come out of the draft is not drafting an offensive lineman. Do you agree?
I wonder if they regret that call after the Tevin Jenkins signing today.
That's interesting. Between Jenkins, Zinter, Whipler, Cornelius Lucas, they got a lot of bodies there. Problem is they don't have a lot of young bodies. I guess Zinter is. They don't have a lot of young bodies that have been productive, though. I guess it's maybe my thing.
Yeah. We're pretty heavy at guard, though.
Unless
you think Zinner's absolute trash, which you might,
okay. No, I don't love that.
Are we getting rid of Wyatt Teller?
It wouldn't surprise me if post June 2nd. It just wouldn't surprise me because all of a sudden I don't even want to get into the cap ramifications.
But you are entering the final year with three of your five starters now. This is the last year they're on contract. They're starting to prepare for the future. So if you want to draft an offensive lineman, I'm not going to say no. But you can tell some of the moves they've made. They're very aware.
Give me either Gray Zabel at center or Jared Wilson, the kid out of Georgia.
Okay.
I think I'd rather a center, though. This no disrespect to Ethan Posick. He's been serviceable last year. I don't think it was his fault.
It's his last year on contract too, so that's perfectly fine.
I actually think Ethan will have a bounce back year because I think he thrived because of the wide zone. So the fact they're going back to it, between center and one of the tackle spots, I need at least one of those spots addressed in the draft. And maybe a young developmental guy like late in the draft, like a 6th-round pick. We'll see what he is.
I'd be curious to know what the reaction would be if they actually did get rid of Wyatt Teller.
I think people would be upset.
He's like a fan favorite, but he's not. He's no Nick Chubb, obviously, but people really do like Wyatt Teller, and with good reason. He's been a great player.
Well, so I think it's that he's a great player.
He's great in the community.
I think he and his wife and his family have really embraced what it means to be a Browns. People count on those Christmas letters or the Christmas
cards.
Yeah. Every year. I think we need more of that, not less of that. I still don't know though. I don't know. The Tevin Jenkins thing just doesn't feel like that guy should be a backup, but we'll see. Let's go ahead and get to. Real quick. Do you agree that that's the worst case scenario for the Browns coming out of the draft?
Not getting an offensive lineman?
Yes.
No.
Is it just not drafting Shador?
Well, I mean, in my own personal hell, yeah, that would probably be it, yeah. But it's for all the reasons we just talked about with the linemen they have, though.
Let's get to Mock Me with...
I think not getting a running back would be my thing that I get really upset with.
I'd say a running back or a tight end.
I need them. Need is a strong word. I'm really banking on the idea they'll take a running back at somewhere between second, third, or fourth round.
I want one running back, double tight ends, and then everything else is negotiable in an offensive lineman, too. No big deal. Not that picky.
I like that you have a heavy offensive draft for somebody that's so defensive orientated. I like that you're a heavy offensive draft here, though.
As long as the number that first round pick is a trade down to Mason Graham, we're feeling good.
Now is the time to discuss it, by the way. We never really circled around. We'll get to Mock Me in a second, I promise. But Baldy went pretty hard at your guy Mason Graham yesterday.
I haven't forgiven you. Notice Brian Baldinger hasn't been on the show since then.
Not since 420 yesterday.
Yeah, not since 420. And you know what? He's not going to be tomorrow either.
You showed him.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. He's not going to be on next week either.
There we go.
Because you talk about Mason Graham, there are consequences around these parts.
I mean, Baldy calling in. Can I come in tomorrow?
Actually, now I need to
be on.
You're
like, all right, yeah.
I think Kenneth Grant is actually going to be a really nice player, and it wouldn't surprise me if Kenneth Grant ended up being as good of a pro as Mason Graham. Mason Graham is a game wrecker, though. Now, if you think he's not going to be a game-wrecking pass rusher, I can see the concern. I also don't think he has the first step that they want. Like Mike Hall, like look at the guys that they've, even Mo Hurst, mm-hmm. in the wide nine, you want, they clearly value quick get off more than anybody. So I can understand maybe that's not Mason Graham. Understood. I still think Mason Graham's going to be a damn good defensive
tackle.
Might
be the only person I've heard that's basically called him overrated.
Don't love it. Didn't love it. And you know what, the week after that? No Baldy either. Two and a half week embargo on Baldinger. That's what happens when you talk about my guy, Mason Graham. It is still a little dirty to call a Michigan guy my guy. Let's get to Mock Me right now.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's Mock Me.
And what does that mean? We're going to bring in AA. Sorry, I know we have another double. Anthony Alant in just a moment is going to help us out. It's his Virgin.
Lease is 10,000 miles per year with $32.99.
Voyage.
That is classic Chevy and Menor, by the way.
Yeah, maiden
voyage. Good people over there. I'll tell you more about them in like 10 minutes.
Hey, we said the word virgin, and Jeff Phelps just jumped out there.
That was Ted.
That was Ted. All right. Maybe I need to... Is there any way we can water down this NyQuil posting? but we're going to get to Anthony Alant in just a moment here. But you guys can send in your mock drafts. We'll read them alongside. We'll grade them alongside the pros. Anthony... At the end of this, we're also going to be giving you a grade for Mock Me as well. No pressure.
All right, let's start it off with Daniel Jeremiah on NFL.com, whose mock draft came out on Tuesday. He has Abdul Carter going to Cleveland, and the Giants taking Shedeur Sanders at 3. Steelers nab Jackson Dart with the 21st overall pick. Jeremiah kind of thinks that it'd be better for the Browns to take a second-tier quarterback. What say you guys?
All right, JP. So there's the likelihood this happens, which I would give like a B+. The Shedeur thing at 3... It'd just be weird if the Browns were like, I don't love him at 2, and then the Giants were like, we need him at 3. But I
think that's kind of the expected outcome now at this point, isn't it?
That seems to be one of the more expected outcomes. But Abdul at 2 feels like it's a 50-50 race right now. So from the whether I think it can happen, that's a B. Whether I'd want it to happen... I've always loved to know the second-round pick, but yeah, I'd give it an A on Abdul Carter.
I wish we had the second-round pick. I'll give it a B for whether it could happen. I'll give it a C for how I'd feel about
it. What would be the second-round pick after taking Abdul Carter at 2 that might get you to upgrade the overall mock?
Shedeur. And if not Shedeur, Hampton.
Okay. I thought you were just going to be like, if not Shedeur, Shedeur.
Shedeur. Hampton, right. I think Hampton would get me to up it. I I've told you, I'm very high on running backs, and I'm very high on Hampton.
All right, we're circling the drain on Shedeur. If not Shedeur, definitely Shedeur. All right, what's up next?
All right, JP, you'll probably like this one.
On radio.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're going to dock you for that one. We're
going to
dock you for that one.
And we play Sounders in between.
Forgot about that.
I also led you right to slaughter by saying, what's the next one? That's on me, buddy.
I followed like a horse to water. Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports. He does have the Browns taking Shedeur at number 2. Browns then take Oregon offensive tackle John Connerly at 33. Iowa receiver Jalen Noel at 67. And Kansas State running back DJ Giddens at 94.
We've had Giddens pop up in a lot of these, by the way.
Between John Connerly and DJ Giddens good, there's another... I'll give this a C plus. Hey, take a quarterback. I'll give you credit for that, even though it's not the quarterback I want. Connerly, man, if that dude's a left tackle, and I think in the wide zone, I really think he has a chance because he is incredibly athletic. I don't think we need a wide receiver in this one. I'd probably start nitpicking there. And honestly, at 94 for the running back, Devin Neal, R.J. Harvey, Dylan Sampson, I've seen fall in a few mock drafts to that range. I'm not necessarily sold on the name. I do want somebody who is a multi-purpose back, though. So again, I'll give it a C plus.
He gets an A because it's Shador, and we like that. I don't know how I feel about the Jalen Noel pick, though, out of Iowa State. Very, very fast. A lot of drops, though, Nick.
When you have a chance to draft Anthony Schwartz twice.
I know. It just kind of reminds me of him. I know. It's not. He played all 4 years at Iowa State. He's very productive. Just a lot of drops that scares me a little bit.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
And now.
Our first submission from X comes to us from that guy in Cleveland. He has Cleveland trading up to number one for Abdul Carter. Jackson Dart then goes at 40 and local kid Harold Fannin at 93.
So that means you move back from 33 and you give up 67 to get Abdul Carter. I mean, we love Bonjour Bob.
We do. A little aggressive, by the way, with the tweet yesterday to Ken on my behalf. But I did like that he was on my behalf.
Oh, no. That's the appropriate amount of aggressiveness. Well done.
I think he said he wanted to fight him over me.
You know what?
That was a lot aggressive.
You know what? The mock draft, take it or leave it. I don't love trading up to one. I certainly don't like Jackson Dart at any pick unless it's like a fourth round pick. I think he's way overhyped. Do like Harold Fannin Jr.
Yeah.
But Bonjour Bob had our back yesterday. This would be an A plus.
Yeah, he's going to get an A-plus out of having our back. That's what that is. You have our back in that way. We're going to go ahead and appreciate that.
If the Browns traded up.
I would not be happy with this draft.
Abdul Carter,
now. I would not be happy with this.
JP will melt down on the spot, which is another reason to give it an A-plus because I would like to see that.
What is my life going to look like if that one played out where then they took Jackson Dart as well? Oh, no.
It would really be.
Oh, no. I don't even want to think about it.
It'd be.
We don't have to take ourselves to those dark places right now.
Let's, you know what? Pull up out of that. All right.
Mock me.
I'm a fat boy.
And?
Tom McShay released his latest mock draft this morning. He has the Browns taking Shador, Cam Ward first overall, and then Jackson Dart
Who is this again?
Todd McShay.
Oh, okay. That's a reputable name. Okay, go ahead.
And the Giants taking Jackson Dart in the middle of the first round.
Oh, yeah. They traded back up. Because I read this morning. They traded back up from 34 to like 19 to get Jackson Dart. It'd be better if you got a. I thought we were going to get it because Tampa Bay traded down with New York, so for New York to come up for Jackson Dart. So McShay deked me out by having a 34 on there, so Bucks fans could get their first pick. He didn't have a 33. Didn't love that. C, senor.
A. Congratulations, Todd McShay.
Not an A plus.
Well, all right, we can give it an A plus. That's fine. I really am very supportive of Todd McShay and what he's been doing lately. I think he's really
carrying the torch.
I think he's really found his groove, is what I'll say. And it's nice to have such a reputable member of the draft community on the Shador side going to the Browns.
If you included him on the tweet with your Shador jersey, he might have to send out another tweet about how. As the LeBron James of draft analysts,
that's right.
Now rethinking his thoughts on Shador Sanders.
That is how that works.
Because he knows more football than you.
That is how that works.
That's one
way
to
do
that.
And he does know more football than me.
Mock me.
Give me more, fat man.
All right, second fan submission comes from Brian. He has.
Why'd you say Brian as if his name was like Cornelius?
I thought you were leading to like a Brian.
Brian?
Brian Timson or something like that.
Is it at least spelled with a Y instead of an I? Is that what you're going to tell us?
Yes.
Okay.
He has Cleveland taking Cam Ward at 2, Omarion Hampton at 36, and after trading back with the Jaguars, and then tight end Basin Taylor at 67, Xavier Restrepo at 94.
All right, I hate Restrepo. I don't want a wide receiver in this draft, but boy, howdy, you're giving me the vapors, young man. Cam Ward, Omarion Hampton, and Basin Taylor, they might actually move the ball next year, guys.
This guy's name is Brady, by the way, not Brian. I don't know where you got Brian from.
My head.
All right, you just make up a name?
Can you read? I mean, he went to Syracuse, so I don't know.
Can you read?
I mean, Brady and Brian are not similar.
You are the thesaurus guy, so we would. Now I can't even say it. You are the thesaurus guy. We double pumped.
You never double pump.
We double pump.
You just never do. No, I mean, Cam Ward, Amarian Hampton, and Mason Taylor is awesome.
Very good.
I'm going to give it an A++.
A++ as well. I love this. That would be a fantastic draft for the Browns.
Mock me.
I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
Chris Trepezzo also came out with a 3-round mock draft.
Wait. I say Trepezzo. I don't go Trepezzo. I don't change the I change the volume of my voice. I change the timbre, which I don't go Mickey Mouse on this bleep.
I'm sorry, Nick.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Great job, Anthony.
Jackson
Dart.
Give
us the next one, friend.
Jackson Dart at 33. Travion Henderson at 67. Colorado State receiver Torrey Horton at 94.
All right, you're going to have to read it all over
again. This was Trepezzo. Did you say Trepezzo? Jackson Dart at 3?
At 33.
Oh, at 33. Sorry.
Who is the second pick again?
Travion Henderson, 67.
No, who was the second
one?
Who was
the second pick in the draft? That's how.
I should have looked at that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Wait. You gave us the second round pick?
You're such a character, man. You are unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
The most important part of the mock. He just didn't check it.
I'm calling it. I like you more than the Golden Corral now.
Oh, my God.
You're officially our guy.
Thumbs up.
That's it, right? You are officially our guy. That was incredible.
Oh, my God. We will give you an alibi for certain dates in January after this. I really quite appreciate this. All right, one final one.
Mock me.
Wait, did he ever tell us who...
Did
he tell us who number 2 was?
He doesn't know who it is.
You just flat out don't
know. I'm sorry. I don't know. All right, Tom has the branch. Could be Todd. I don't know. Tom has the Browns trading back to 11 to take Shador. Mm-hmm. Defensive tackle Tyleek Williams at 33.
Uh-huh.
Gray Zabel, the offensive guard at 34. Gray and Zabel. Running back Caleb Johnson at 50.
I think we've hit the point where I've had too much NyQuil and I'm screwing with him too much. I'm sorry. This is on me. I will own all of this. I don't even remember. You said trade down to 11 for Shador.
Yeah.
Tyleek Williams. There was another pick in there.
Caleb Johnson in there, the running
Caleb
back.
Caleb Johnson at 50. I'll give this a B minus. You do take Shador, but you move down. You get a lot more assets. Caleb Johnson is an Ohio kid. Which I like even more.
Hamilton, Ohio.
Yeah, I'll give it a B minus.
I like it. We'll give it an A. I like the idea that you get Shador at 11. That's interesting. That means you obviously had some other picks in there. Or is that where we end up getting the second?
Yeah,
second rounder.
Yeah, yeah. I think you pick up multiple extra picks with that.
Yeah, that's nice.
We like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Grade for AA.
I don't know about Caleb Johnson though, but that's neither here nor there.
A grade for AA. On his first ever. We're going to grade on a curve because it's his first ever mock me.
Well, you've shown me that I can never take you seriously in life. But within that, an A is great for you.
I'm going to give you an A as well. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah,
you're now
you
AAA.
Are our type of person.
You're now AAA because you've got an A and your name is Anthony Alant. And this is not a good joke. So we're going to go to another segment. In 5 minutes, we're going to get best and worst up in this mother. And it involves the Browns on 92.3 The Fan. Ning and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Had to remember I could talk there for a moment. I had the best morning today, bud. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you know that twice a year, but once per, what is it?
Year? Call it,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We don't know what you're talking about.
We give the girls a no questions asked. I need a day off. I just need to take a day. So today.
Yeah.
There are some rules and stipulations. And for our girls, we wanted to wait till we got into the March because, one, we were in the middle of moving. And, two, you don't want to waste like a I'm having a bad day or I just am having a bad week or stressed or anxiety, whatever, in, like, January when the whole thing starts in January. So this week, though, was...
Plus it's cold outside, too. That's not great.
Yeah, and listen... once you get, because we're just trying to bridge the gap to spring break. Because once you get on the other side of spring break, it's like 4 weeks and you're done with school.
Basically home, yeah.
Yeah. So today was Sove's. And it's funny because Sophia, each one of our, like, we kind of.
Wait, hold on. Do you have to call the school? Do you just tell them they're sick or what happens there?
Oh, I did forget to call the school today.
What do you mean?
That's not great.
How does that work?
Yeah. We didn't get a call from them unless Vanessa did it. Vanessa might have done it.
You had to have, right?
Well, I didn't get a call from it. And usually we get calls if we don't call the school and say, hey, so-and-so is not going
to
be here tomorrow.
I feel like there's a checks and balances there, right? Isn't that like their responsibility to make sure that the kid actually does show up?
Okay, Ness does get more calls on this than me, so she has to have, because Wadsworth is great about that. Like, whether you're a Highland kid, a Wadsworth kid, like, whatever school system you're in this area, Cloverleaf is great at that. Like, all the schools that might cater to our area are great at this with communication. But
like, her teacher, though, won't be listening right now and be like, I thought she was sick.
Oh, no, he might.
Okay.
But I've been pretty upfront.
Oh, like, so if you're that teacher, who cares?
I mean, he's a fan of the show, so he's cool.
Oh, it's that one too?
Well, that one, that made it sound bad. It's awesome that my
Said it in always in a positive way of like, like you talk to him, like he's a listener of the show, but it's like that's that teacher that you know listens to the show.
Yeah, he's not going to jam me up.
I would hope not.
Now the twins are in the, I don't even know how you say it. They basically share teachers. It's like you're in the same pod or something like that.
Okay,
but they're not in the same homeroom, right?
Okay,
because the other teacher might be a problem. I don't think she cared much for me.
I mean, what can they really do anyway?
However,
it's one day.
The cool thing about, and you, I'm sure you already noticed this with Charlotte, the cool thing when you have kids is that they start to remind you of either yourself or your spouse or your mom or your dad or somebody.
Yeah.
And Sophie has always been very much Vanessa's doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
They are, it's so funny because Vanessa can be sassy. She's the sweetest person in the world. She's got a sassy side to her.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie is my sass queen.
Okay.
Like she is.
Cool.
And it was so funny because Vanessa loves shopping. So today, it's your treat yourself day. She's like, I was like, do you want to go to breakfast? And she's like, well, I think I'd rather go someplace that has like a coffee shop in it, grab like a foofy coffee drink, and then walk around a store and buy some things.
Okay.
So we ended up at Vanessa's favorite store. At least was when she was younger. And so we're walking around, and it was like walking around with like an 11-year-old version of my wife. Because this kid, one, she was in her element, and like I don't like to shop. I know what I need to get. I go in, I get it, and I get out as soon as humanly possible. If I'm in a good mood, occasionally I'll window shop. But I know my interest. I know what I'm into. And I just don't love going to stores.
I like to browse. I never know what's going to be new unless I browse.
I like to browse in like three selections, which I never get to do because I'm in a house full of women.
Okay.
But Sophie, it was so funny to watch her. She was like walking through. And it was like a little like fashion model. She's like, well, I like that, but I don't like that color. I mean, she has like an external monologue.
Yeah.
And it's just like sassy, like... Girl, you're not wearing that.
So wait, do you get like a unlimited budget on your day off too? Is this like, how does this work?
I wouldn't say unlimited, but what I will say is when all three girls are with me, I have veto power, like the strongest sense of veto power. Dad, I want this. No. Dad, I want that. No. No, we're not doing this. And we're not here for that, right?
Yeah, okay.
You give me one-on-one.
And you just fold like a cheap suit?
I mean, it's if I told you the amount of money... And granted,
what'd you buy today?
I did get a Hosey Funko Pop.
Yeah.
I did get one of those.
That'll go with the jersey.
Yeah, that was $12, though.
That'll go with the jersey.
I did get a candle because they got candle warmers.
I meant for her, not for you.
No, I could get a jersey, too, yeah. We both could. That's the point.
okay.
I had no resistance. I didn't. I'm like borderline don't want to tell Vanessa what we spent. And it's not a huge amount of money. It's just more that Vanessa and I have been very much on the same page. We've been, lockstep in a budget. We've been so much more responsible than we were when we were younger. And the idea that she's going to look at the bank statement and be like, how did you spend that? How did you let an 11-year-old spend that?
Did your daughter know she was getting away with one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and she was so cute about it.
That's like the greatest day ever.
She'd be like, I know we're doing a little too much here, Dad, but we got to get this, too.
Why don't you just say, like, but we just made some memories today. That's all that happened. We made some memories today.
So I don't think it's a Vanessa will be mad at me.
I think that's going to be my excuse. I think I'm just going to fly under the idea of we made some memories today.
I don't worry
about the price tag.
I don't think it's that Vanessa's going to be mad at me necessarily that money was spent. I think she's gonna be like, give me the side eye, because she wasn't the one that got to spend it with the girls.
Oh, she wants the credit for it? Is that the idea?
No, she loves, and my wife loves to shop.
Oh, okay.
Loves it. And so the idea,
okay.
The idea that it was over 100. It wasn't much more than that, but it was over 100. And the idea that I didn't communicate that, and that then we went to her favorite store, and then spent that money on the kid. I think I might be walking into a you-know-what storm later.
Well, so this is even more incentive to go ahead and just get those jerseys that you wanted to buy off the auction site, because you're already deep in it anyway.
Are we just gunslinging right now?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you're first class for the couch as it sits already. You might as well just really get comfortable.
I also had to do the thing. We don't have a lot of... I'm not going to say it this way because it makes... I try not to do the secrets things with my daughter. Especially, like, I won't do the keep this from mom thing, because I just think
you're supposed to play a team game with your wife.
I don't love that dynamic. I don't like hiding stuff from Vanessa.
No, you should be as transparent as possible.
I'm rubbish as a liar. I did say keep that away. Don't let your sisters know how much we spent today.
And that's fair. That's not your teammate. You know, the other kids, they don't need to know what happened today.
Because, like, listen, which I think is going to be next week, Iz might just want to go to breakfast and then... grab like something from Ann's Pastries in downtown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
but
not
unless
be
she knows
plus.
That you spent a lot of money there.
Yes, and then it's going to be. But you said
you got to match it.
Now here's the uneasy detente.
Yeah.
Sophie is my sassy one. She's absolutely the one that if I really make her mad by, like, I don't know, asking her to go to bed, she could just. She's done this before where she is like mad at me. And it's funny. It really is funny when she does it in person, because it's completely harmless. It just blows me up a little bit. But she'll just look right at me, and then she'll go, "Hey, Mom, Dad didn't tell you that we went here today, did we?" And I'll just like, yeah, we weren't lying. We were omitting.
I don't think she would do it, because you don't punch a gift horse in the mouth, right? So, like, if she did that, then next year, when she's got her day off, then you just have to remind her of how it went down the last time you guys had your day off.
That's another great thing that I think she knows. I'm not going to remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you have three kids, it'll be four days off from now. And it'll be
you
in
You want
the,
me to remind you? I can remind you.
It'll
I
be
can,
in football
you'd be like,
season.
It's Sophie's day off now. And I'll be like, remember what happened last time, Nick?
That's another thing. They know when I'm in football season, you can scam me easy. But... much like Sergio Dip, I was having the day of my life. It was
That's
awesome.
All right. I'm glad you had a great day.
Yeah.
It sounds like I can't wait to do this stuff with my daughter. I think it sounds so cool.
So I can't wait for you to, because it's a different level. Like when you can just pal around and it's just, yeah, let's go to the store. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
And it's just a different level of fun. It really is. Now I just need one of them to like sports as much as me. So I can be like, I bought the Sean Kemp jersey for her. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.